Well, the Sioux Falls Storm got it done over the weekend. The Storm take out the Chicago Slaughter, a team that had beaten the Storm here just a few weeks ago, and they got her done out at the arena on Saturday. And joining us, the head coach of the Sioux Falls Storm, Curtis Riggs. Hey, congrats on the win there, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
You may have the best 1-2 punch when it comes to quarterbacks in the league. Terrence Bryant and Martavius Young, they did a pretty good job for you over the weekend.
They did, you know, and we really don't want Terrence and Martavius to be kind of labeled as, a red zone type quarterback. I mean, we feel like he's a guy that can do anything from anywhere on the field. It just happened, you know, when we brought him in was for the package that we had in the goal line area, and, you know, it worked out well. I mean, he was able to come off the field accounting for 4 touchdowns.
Did that work out the way that you had hoped? Did that meet your expectations when you thought about how you wanted to use the 2 guys together?
Well, I mean, we really want to use Martavius as just a everyday or every down quarterback. I mean, I don't want to limit him. We feel like he's got a lot of potential, and really where we feel like he's the most versatile is when he has a lot of field to work with, because as you see a lot of the quarterbacks, a lot like the kid we're going to be playing this week, Charles McCall, when they have the field to work with, the defensive lineman will rush hard upfield and create huge lanes. The defensive backs will work to spread the field to cover, and you get big lanes for your quarterback to take off and go, and Martavius is very good at getting those positive yards.
It's one of those things, too, that you don't want the defense to know that, well, when Martavius is in, he's going to run the ball, and when Terrence is in, yep, they're going to throw the ball. You got to mix that up.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing I think we were good about doing is, you know, Martavius was able to throw. He threw for 1 touchdown and then was able to get a couple running touchdowns. But, you know, we don't hesitate to throw with him. And he did a nice job. We had 1 flashing pass called, and it just wasn't there, and he had to check down right away. And, you know, we came back the next play and scored the next down.
We've talked about your defense a lot during the year. They're still, you know, number 1 defense in the league when you look at, with the least amount of points per game. Talk about your defense, Corey Johnson and some guys that, haven't been there in a while. What's the defense looking like right now?
Well, I thought we did some good things. I thought we did some good things against a team that really exploited us last time. And, you know, one of the things we were best at was first down. We had them in second and long or third and long situations quite a bit. Corey he's trying to play himself in shape right now. I mean, he's been battling injuries, and there are injuries that have limited his conditioning, and now he's trying to fight through that, and kind of showed the other night. But, you know, the leadership is one of the things you just can't, you can't replace that. And between him and Rockman Crable, they give so much of our leadership on our defense. And then you bring guys like Tyler Knight, Pat Wells, Rick White, those guys in. I thought they played very well as a unit.
You mentioned Corey trying to work his way back into game shape. Do you have to try and protect them, or how do you make sure that they can go as far as they can physically without overdoing it, knowing that you've got a pretty crucial stretch of 3 games coming up?
Yeah, you know, we found that we do have to limit them, and our defensive line coach is one that's, he's the one monitoring and assessing as he's watching them in the game and counting their reps, and then also, you know, what are we getting out of them? Is this a wasted down, a wasted rep? Do we have someone that's a little more fresh in there? And then are we getting to a max number of plays that we need to be careful of? So we have some longevity getting through the season with them. It's almost like you're counting pitches with a pitcher for some of these guys. But I think these couple games that we have here, you know, I think it's kind of like towards the end of the season with a pitcher, you're going to let them go until you feel like they're just not giving you much.
Tell us about the atmosphere in the arena after Jeremiah Price got the safety and then on the ensuing kickoff, Ray Polite took at the distance. What was that atmosphere like?
Well, it was electric. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, there was some up and down plays. Chicago did a nice job there for a while of answering the call. In fact, they made it tight there at times. But, you know, when we get plays like what Jeremiah did, where he was able to just come right around the end, run right by the tackle, get the big safety, and then we find ways in our arena to really find a play that energizes us and it really fuels us for the rest of the game.
I think if you had a wider and longer arena floor? Maybe just wider, maybe not longer.
Yeah, I don't know if we want one that's longer.
No,
well,
longer
would be those end zones.
That's true.
You know, we definitely have the smallest end zones in the league, but I don't know. Maybe someday we'll be able to be on that in that new place.
Cedar Rapids beat Green Bay over the weekend, and now Cedar Rapids and Sioux Falls tied in the league. Cedar Rapids, the number one offense in the league. Tell us, how scary are they, and what are you going to have to do this weekend?
Well, that's a good question. You know, it's one that we really weren't able to solve last time we played them. And I think a lot of it, though, was they're a very explosive team. They really flourish from the big play. And, you know, as you think you have them bottled up, and this happened to us last time, you know, we have the quarterback for a safety. He's able to get out of there and then run for a 49-yard touchdown. Those are the capabilities they have, you know, or Carl Sims and Brian Prey, probably two of the fastest receivers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
At any time, they can hit you for a long one. And that's how they were able to blow away Green Bay this last game. I mean, they were able to hit a lot of long passes and take advantage of those situations. I mean, they'll try to run the ball a little bit, but they want the big play, and that's what really drives their offense.
Is it easier to defend a team like that, as we're talking with Curtis Riggs, head coach of the Sioux Falls Storm here at Sports Talk with Greg and Chris? Is it easier to defend a team like that that is so reliant on that one big play rather than a team that will grind it and just move the chains?
No. No, it's most definitely not. Because a team that is trying to grind it and move the chains, they're more susceptible to turnover because they're obviously they have more plays. The big play team, they were a big play team that didn't really have the skill sets to flourish in that type of system, then it would be easier. But they have the capabilities. I mean, they have two guys, especially Carl Sims, that can stretch the field like no one else in the league. And now they have a quarterback with Charles McCollum that when it's not there, he can take off and run for a lot of yards. And so you kind of have to pick your poison. You have to make them try to work their way down the field, which is something they're just not comfortable doing, even with a running back like LaRon Council.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember last year, the year before, too, we've had some trades. Some of our guys have gone to Cedar Rapids to play. Didn't James Terry play at Cedar Rapids, too, last year? Or was that the year before?
You know, that was probably one of the greatest trades in my coaching history where, I was very disappointed we had to trade James away, and we got Jeremiah Price out of that trade, and then it didn't work out with James in Cedar Rapids, and we were able to trade back and get James Terry back, so we ended up with Jeremiah Price and James Terry.
Brilliant!
That one worked out well for us, but Carl wasn't a trade. Carl was just one where we just moved on. We didn't have Carl back, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, Carl is a dynamic player.
Explosive, yeah.
Yeah, he's a track guy that you'll see right away. When you see him running in full speed motion, you'll identify that he's moving faster than everyone else out there.
It's going to be a great one. The Storm Shelter is going to be rocking again this Saturday when Cedar Rapids comes to town, just three games to go in the regular season. Then you'll close things out with a couple of games with the Texas Revolution.
Yeah, how much does it mean, Coach, that you were able to get the win at home, and not only that, but I mean, now you're 7-4, you know, back in a tie for first place, and with these games that are coming up at home, you're in one of those control your destiny sort of situations. Did this game mean any more because of the standings and get yourself to that position where you don't have to worry about leapfrogging anybody?
Well, it was huge. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It was a big game. It was a big game in multiple ways. It's a big game because, yes, it puts us in position to, you know, kind of decide our own fate, but it also puts us in position where, you know, because we beat Chicago, if we were to, for some reason, end up tied with Chicago, you know, we might have some tiebreakers there with them if for some reason we were to end up in that situation. The thing we're concentrating on, though, is we're very excited about having the opportunity to play Cedar Rapids again. I mean, you know, there's been very few losses like what we had at Cedar Rapids. We need a huge crowd there, and we need a loud, rowdy atmosphere, and I think you'll have a bunch of guys that step on the field that are going to be extremely emotional and fired up for this one.
Do you feel like you owe them one because of the way that they beat you? I mean, it wasn't just a win, but I mean, they pretty much dominated that game. Do you feel like this was one where you got to go out and just smack them around a little bit?
Why don't you ask Corey Johnson that one?
Well, no,
I think any player that's a competitor, I addressed it after the game. Was the first thing I said was, we have to be careful. We have to focus on Chicago, but this one will not be forgotten. And if this does not fuel you for the rest of the season, then I don't want you to be a part of my team, because this is one that will haunt me for a long time, and you can be darn sure that I'll remember this, and you guys better remember this. But a lot of those wounds were self-inflicted, and, we don't expect teams to back down when they have a chance to, kick us down in the corner, and Cedar Rapids definitely did not do that, and they took full advantage of our mistakes.
The Curtis Rick Show tomorrow night, 5:30. You guys are over at Stars again. You got a home game, the Curtis Rick Show live at Stars, beginning at 5:30, and you can hear it right here on KWSN. Hey, one other final note, the Riggs Football Academy, is that keeping you busy too?
I'm actually standing right now at the field house. We got a offensive defensive line clinic going on, and watching some of these kids try to perfect their skills in the trenches here. And we've just started this week with a lot of our Think Football campaign of, we've got some O-line, D-line clinics, and then some skills clinics, and then it's all leading up to the big junior football camp, July 10th through the 13th.
All right. Information at the Riggs Football Academy on the website. Yeah, I did notice during the NFL draft that the NFL is really coming out with the Heads Up program with the high school and the junior football, how important it is to tackle correctly. I know you guys are doing the same thing.
Yeah, we were actually contacted by the NFL about they wanted to try to get a story for the draft day because junior football is one of the organizations that's not like many others out there. I mean, they have 2,500 kids. There's very few that have that large of a number. And the NFL is actually sponsoring junior football to pay for the coaches to be certified. And then the academy is working with them and helping train the coaches, and then also with the big camp we have. But Ken Sproles is the new president for junior football. Great guy. Definitely would be worth having on the show to talk about that partnership.
We'll do that. We'll give Ken a call. We know Ken, doing great work. A lot of volunteers with junior football, they do great work. All right, Coach.
They do.
Hey, Curtis Rick Show tomorrow night, 5:30. We'll be either at Stars or listening right here on KWSN.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Curtis.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Riggs, Storm Football. 7-4, tied with Cedar Rapids.